You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Ronald. Right, this is a good one. Oh, I like this one. Ronald writes, Doctor, my wife says you challenged us to become vegetarian. Okay, I didn't challenge you guys to become vegetarian. I will never challenge you to do something that I couldn't do at 100%. I just told you to eat a couple more veggie meals a week, okay? Just, you know, nobody has to. Okay, I'm not asking you to move the world, right, or to turn back time. All I'm trying to do is just get a couple vegetable dishes in you. So Ronald writes, Dr. Molly says you challenged us to become a vegetarian. I hate vegetables. Work with me here. How do I make vegetables edible? You know, really, people, honestly, do we have to spoon feed you everything? You really can't stick a piece of vegetable in your mouth, really? Okay, so you know what I decided to do? I'm going to teach you guys how to make vegetables and eat vegetables. Now, do I eat? I am not a vegetarian. I'm not a vegan. I wish I at some times were a little bit more vegetarian than I am, you know, but I always like throwing chicken or something into the mix. And so I am a meat eater. Okay. And I'm very proud to be a meat eater. I understand we're ruining the earth because of the methane we expel in our gas, but nevertheless, I do, you know, really, really appreciate our, you know, animal brethren out there that allow me to sink my teeth into them. It's very hard to sink your teeth into a prime, drippy, juicy, succulent carrot. Yeah, so it is difficult. I get that. But we're talking about our health. We're talking about getting vitamins. We're supposed to be getting, what, now 9 fruits and vegetables a day? We're not talking lettuce on your Big Mac. So what I decided to do, and I really need to recruit some help on this one, okay? I found a website called enjoyhowtocook.com, and they talk about different ways we could cook vegetables. Now, come on, work with me here. Come on. All right. Just, okay. 1 meal a week, people. Just 1 meal a week. Get some veggies in. All right. Now, you know, it's funny. About a couple weeks ago, I was listening to, I don't know if it was a Smith's, it's hard to say Smith's with a lisp. That's a tough one. Smith's, food, grocery store chain. I think they had a commercial, trying to get you to eat asparagus. They, you know, they were talking about what's on sale, and they said something to the effect of, you know, crisp, juicy asparagus. You're like, what? Asparagus, please. And they were getting us all excited about something crisp and juicy, and then they throw in asparagus. Are you kidding me? Now, I realize a lot of you guys like asparagus, and I understand why. Okay? You know, I understand the shape. I get it. There's something about the shape of the asparagus that seems to stimulate some of the phallic pleasure centers in the brain. I get that. Okay? And then some people like to just rip the head off the asparagus and chew it. I just don't like the taste of the asparagus. I don't want my urine changing smell. And it's a very weird vegetable for me. You know, another weird vegetable I just can't stand is Brussels sprouts. Those things scare the hell out of me, okay? Don't try to look like lettuce and then taste like crap. See, you want to know why I'm so gosh darn mad at Brussels sprouts? Because they try to look like they're cute little baby vegetables, don't they? They just look like little cute, little baby Brussels sprouts, right? And then you take a bite into it, and you're like, no, no. When I eat Brussels sprouts, my face, my mouth, jaw just drops, and my tongue projects it out of the mouth, and it drips onto my clothes. I tell you, Brussels sprouts really, really blow. Okay, so anyway, so they talk about here, and they give you some ideas on vegetable cooking methods. You can boil your vegetable. Sometimes you can add just a little little touch of salt, okay? I am going to have to flip and flambé that with butter and, okay, anyway. All right. They say please be careful because sometimes boiling water does lead to vitamins and the nutrients. Okay. But, you know, remember there was a study saying actually steamed vegetables seems to save a lot of the nutrients more than boiling. So that's an idea. One of you asked if you could drink the boiling water mix after you cook the vegetable. I would suggest to drop a couple ice cubes into it first, okay? But yeah, technically there would be the vitamins in the green juice, right? We call it the green juice, right? After you boil your vegetables, there could be. Okay, so you could steam. You know, and everybody talks about, ooh, I like some real good steamed broccoli. They're lying. They don't like it. They're just doing it because, you know, and again, they have a picture of Brussels sprouts. Those damn Brussels sprouts can do everything. Okay, sauteing or stir frying them with heat. When you cook them quickly, you have less nutrient loss. But when you saute, it kind of means you're going to be putting something in there, like some butter. You got to be very, very careful. But maybe you could put some spices. Maybe you could put a little bit of oil on there. Roasted vegetables. A lot of you guys like roasted eggplant or roasted kind of squash. You know, like the fall vegetables you guys kind of roast up. I mean, the only time I will even tolerate something like that, would be under grilling, like a beef, like a kebab. Alright, as long as you have a more meat to vegetable ratio on the kebab, you got me, okay? I'll be there. They say to caramelize your roasted vegetables, but you can't. You gotta be careful what you caramelize it with, okay? But they make it sound all succulent and sweet and enhancing flavor and add delicious herbs and spices. Yum. I mean, they're trying, but nah. Okay, and then the grilling. You could grill zucchini, you could grill onions. Grilling tomatoes really screws up the tomato. Whoever decides to stick a tomato on a beef kebab completely ruined the whole kebab. Okay, don't be messing up the kebab. Get the tomato off of it. I'd rather have little baby tomatoes that are cold. Don't be, you know what, just give me the meat and I'll eat the salad. I promise I'll eat the salad. Just give me a kebab stick, all meat. Then they say you could even braise. Braise is a cross between steaming, and boiling. Honestly, at that point, I don't think I care. Okay, we'll give you some more vegetable tips, and then we'll hit medical news. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I apologize for not inviting you guys to hop in and tell us how to make vegetables more edible, because we really need to start incorporating more vegetables in our diet. And we don't have to become total vegetarian, but we can at least try to be, which isn't a bad thing. It's a good thing. Our vegetarians are our healthiest people out there, okay? I mean, they're going to be, you know, running the world and, you know, being future presidents. So, you know, we need, you know, we need to, you know, assimilate and become more vegetable friendly. We really do, especially as we're starting to see where this country's going and how we're not even going to be able to afford meat. I mean, when I was growing up, we couldn't have meat with all our meals. I mean, you couldn't afford it. So, you know, we would have, you know, some non-meat meals many times. Meat was like a special thing. So don't be surprised if we end up, you know, turning back into that. And then we're going to have to actually sit down and sit there with a nice, big, juicy eggplant for a meal. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Missy on break had called in saying a portobello mushroom is like steak. No. Thank you, Missy, for that suggestion. Portobello mushroom, that's another thing. If you thought I was ticked off when it came to Brussels sprouts, nothing really inflames me about trying to look and be a piece of meat, and then you accidentally sink your teeth into it and you find out that it's a mushroom. Oh, hell no, no. Portobello mushrooms, as far as I'm concerned, no. Honestly, portobello mushrooms should be grounded, should be in timeout, because they try, and I know that, chefs do that. Chefs try to pretend that you're getting a portobello mushroom sandwich, right? Like, people will think they're getting meat in there. There's no meat, okay? Oh, yeah, but the mushroom is meaty. By the way, will you all stop that? Stop saying vegetables are meaty, okay? You are really screwing us up. The brain can't handle it. Do you guys understand how the brain works? Okay, the brain, yes, it's multifaceted. Many of us are very intelligent, okay? I wouldn't know. Right? A variety of things happen, obviously, with the internal networking of the brain, okay? But the brain still would love us to dumb things down to get it into the brain. Okay, this is why I was such a successful tutor. You know, I don't think I could ever have been a teacher, but I was a great tutor because I could take whatever the material was and figure out how to feed it into the brain. That's what a tutor does. Okay? And a good tutor maybe isn't so much teaching, but they know how to get the information into the brain so then you could take the test. A teacher is somebody that allows you to learn. You guys kind of get the difference, okay? Right? You know, a good teacher teaches you something that you could learn. I had, you know, phenomenal professors, but not a lot of them could teach, okay? And then I would have to get a tutor, and then I would toot, okay? So there's a big difference. All right, so when you try to mess the brain up by using the word meat and vegetable in the same sentence, no, okay? You're actually going to probably have a misfire, and you can even induce a seizure. So stop that. Don't try to say meaty vegetable, okay? Because that's, you know, no. I mean, the brain, you can't mess up. Now, okay, let's say you sedate somebody. Let's say they're on a bunch of Versed. Maybe you put them under with some propofol. All right, maybe you could convince them subconsciously. But no, for the normal conscious awake person. Okay, so here's another good website called prevention.com. And it tells you ways to revamp your veggies. Now, of course, their picture, rather than some roasted eggplant or some Brussels sprouts, thank you, they have some nice juicy looking tomatoes. Now, I like tomatoes because they're sweet. So I'm actually a huge fan. So as far as I'm concerned, because of the lycopene, if one of your sources of your vegetables are tomatoes or those little baby cherry cocktail tomatoes, they call them, right, that look like maraschino cherries, I'm okay with that. Bloody Mary, no. The problem with tomato juice, here's the problem. Once you mix alcohol with your vegetables, they just don't count. Okay, and I mean, why waste a good, Bloody Marys don't count. Okay, they say sometimes if you buy the little baby vegetables, okay? Again, I'm trying to work with you guys here who don't like vegetables, okay? They say go for the little babies. They're kind of fun. You could pop, oh no, they brought up younger Brussels sprouts. Oh damn, Brussels sprouts, get out, no Brussels sprouts. But they say you could buy little baby artichokes, little baby carrots, little baby squashes, okay? And then if you eat little babies, you get a few babies in your mouth. And I think the reason why the babies work is it's really, really cruel to the average person to make them kind of bite and chew and gnaw on a vegetable they don't like. So if you could pop the whole sucker in your mouth, chew it, and get it down your gullet without choking, that's less, torture. You thought waterboarding was bad. Try feeding your kid, you know, a plate of vegetables. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You feel like you have to, you know, go to confession. It's very tragic for the family. Okay, then they recommend oiling up your vegetables, but they say you could use olive oil. Now, I know we just talked about yesterday with some of the omega-3s, how a lot of them don't really do jack diddly squat. As far as I'm concerned, olive oil is still healthy. So you could olive oil up your vegetables. Remember, 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. They say you could put olive oil, some salt, some pepper, bake a sheet of broccoli, stick it in the oven for about 375 degrees, 40 minutes. They say it's delicious. All right, and now use dip. Now, this is mine. This is me, okay? I get a crap load of hummus or some ranch dressing, low fat, and I lather and drip and soak and marinate the sucker in it. That's a good way to get the vegetables in you. It really is, okay? Now, the next segment they talk about, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, but I'm giving you tips on ways to make vegetables less boring. This is under prevention.com. They then bring on the cheese. Okay, now here's the thing. Okay, most of us, since the 1980s, figured out how to get our vegetables in. What you have to do, because a lot of the restaurants, the fancy restaurants, do this. They'll serve cauliflower, or they'll serve spinach, and you're like, what? But they go, no. It's going to be creamed and cheesed and double-baked. And you're like, oh, okay. So if you mix the cauliflower and the broccoli in with the macaroni and cheese, and then you caramelize it and coat it with a bunch of salt, okay, I'm getting my vegetables in. No. But if you do have some low-fat cheese, sometimes that's just enough to kind of lubricate it and get it down the gullet. Again, this is very hard. Okay, now, then they talk about something called blanching. Now, I really don't understand that because I'm not a chef, okay? But I guess they say many Asian cooks know how to blanch. I guess, blanch from the Golden Girls. You steam the vegetable for 30 to 60 seconds, then you remove them and drop them into cold water. Now, they say that stops the strong flavors from developing. Did that's interesting. Okay, I was even eating Chinese food, and there was broccoli in the beef and broccoli. I know. I put a piece on my plate, you know, among the seven pieces of beef. And, their vegetables don't taste that bad. Why? Because, did you guys know that? That's what they do. They blanch it. They steam them for 30 to 60 seconds, and they drop the suckers in cold water. Almost like the pasteurization process. Pasteurization isn't sterilization. When you drink pasteurized milk, it's heated to a very high degree and then rapidly cooled. The bacteria don't know what the hell they do, so they die. Then they say cook Brussels sprouts faster. Oh, cook those damn Brussels sprouts so fast that you don't even know they're there. Please. They say, okay, this is what they say to do the Brussels sprouts. Boy, they're really stretching this one. They say slice the Brussels sprouts diagonally to make them look like a delicacy. Then they say to separate into rings. Then they say you can microwave with a little water, butter, caraways. Oh, forget it. No, sorry, still. No, delicacy, my butt. Why do they even try? Don't lose us, okay? You had us at the cheese. You had us at the cheese. Onions. Now, the onion family, you got the shallots, you got the leeks, okay? All right? But now, I love onions. I could eat an onion raw, so I'm really good with that. Yeah, it gives me gas, but I like it. Okay, they say what you could do is you could get some onions, slice them, put some olive oil, wrap them in foil packets, throw them on the grill, string them out. Those could be pretty yummy. Make sure you get your foods ripe. When you do a farmer's market type of thing and you go and get your fruits and vegetables ripe, you can't wait to sink your teeth into it, okay? You got to make sure you get the food ripe. And then they also say maybe don't, like, store the produce right away, right? If you store them, that seems to help. Many of you will store fruits together, and then all of a sudden, the, ethylene producers seem to cause the, cause it to kind of turn quicker, so you want to avoid that. They say to avoid bitter eggplants. Again, let me just throw in there, avoid those gosh darn Brussels sprouts, because those are really stupid vegetables. All right, and remember, eggplants do have polyphenols, so even though they taste like crap, although, you know what, some good baba ganoush? Get some eggplant baba ganoush. Okay, baba ganoush, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Sorry, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if I'm still sick or if this is allergies. This just blows. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can find me on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show, and you can find me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Why would you want to find me? You know, because every now and then I give you guys, you know, very important news. Okay, you know, sometimes I give you guys headlines, and I think it's really, really important to connect. And I like meeting you guys. You guys are kind of cool. You know, you guys will write me. You'll tell me your problems. It's cool. I know a lot about you guys. So I think it, you know, kind of really helps the whole, you know, lovey-dovey relationship. You know, we really get to, you know, get to the meat of our relationship deep. You know, yeah, I think it's important. I really think we need to have some depth. You know, some depth to the relationship between radio hosts and listeners. I really do. I love connecting with you guys. You know, every time I go to these radio conventions, they talk about how a lot of us don't connect with our listeners. You know, we just talk. And then you guys turn the channel. All right. Well, I don't want that. I don't want you guys to turn the channel. Okay, I like the fact that you turned me on. Okay, anyway, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was an interesting headline. They say half of Americans believe in at least one medical conspiracy theory. Now, do you guys really have that much distrust? 50% of you think that at least a medical conspiracy theory is right. They say, for example, three times as many people believe that the U.S. regulators are preventing people from getting natural cures. All right? Some believe, three times as many people believe that as believe that a U.S. spy agency infected a large number of African Americans with the HIV virus. Do you guys, I mean, is that what people believe, that the United States infected African Americans with HIV? Or that U.S. regulators are purposely trying to prevent cures? I have patients come in all the time saying, you guys know how to cure cancer, you just won't because it's a money-making business. I mean, first of all, if it is a money-making business, I would like some of that money because I'm really not seeing any of the money. So I don't see how I'm a part of this when I'm not even, you know, making any money off of it. B, no. Okay? I mean, if there was a way to cure cancer, whoever would come up with the cure would be a hero. Okay, there's too many people out there that want the money, that want the quan. And so, no, I don't think there's this. I really, really don't. Okay? I will tell you what I do think. Let me finish this. There is something that I do, and I know I'm probably going to lose my medical license for saying this, but I'll tell you what I do believe. But no, I don't think a lot of these stupid conspiracy theories are right at all. Okay? Let me see. For this study, apparently J. Eric Oliver, lead author from University of Chicago, he and his colleagues used data from 1,300 adults who answered an online survey between August and September 2013. The data was then weighed to represent the U.S. population. They looked at six popular medical conspiracy theories, anywhere from infecting African Americans with HIV to preventing citizens access to alternative medicines to the other theories on the list, mistrust of government, large organizations, government knows that cell phones cause cancer but do nothing about it, genetically modified organisms are shrinking the world's population, routine vaccinations cause autism, water fluoridation is a way for companies to dump dangerous chemicals into the environment, and at least 50%, 49% of the participants actually agreed with one of those theories. They said 37% of the respondents fully agree that U.S. regulators are suppressing access to natural cures. Less than a third were willing to say they actively disagreed with the theory. So only some people had the guts to say the theories are stupid. With regard to the theory that childhood vaccines cause psychological disorders, so like autism, I hate to say autism as a psychological disorder. I don't know if I agree with that. But they said 69% had heard the idea and 20% agreed. They say the only conspiracy theory with which more than half of the respondents disagreed was that a U.S. spy agency infected a large number of African Americans with HIV. The survey results suggest people who believe in medical conspiracy theories may approach their health differently. All right. Now, 13% of the people who didn't believe in any of the conspiracies actually took herbal supplements. 35% of those who believed in the theories were more prone to take supplements. Okay, so what do I believe? The one thing that I think that we should come out and say, okay, I mean, and we could be very honest about it, all right? And this isn't a conspiracy theory by any means, but I think that there are a lot of people out there that can deliver medicine. I don't think it has to be just the doctors. And I do notice this perpetuation of the idea that you need to be an MD or a DO or some sort of a doctor to give the best health care. All right? That I disagree with, okay? That I think I have just witnessed between nurse practitioners and physician assistants and RNs and I mean so many other healthcare workers that I have seen people that I mean just they've blown doctors away with what they know and their instinct, etc. So I don't think we should perpetuate this myth that it has to be a doctor or nothing, okay? Even though I do then urge that if we're going to have non-doctor doctors, non-nurse practitioners, non-physician assistants starting to practice medicine, like you know how they were talking about your pharmacist can later manage your diabetes, then give the pharmacist the tools they need. Let them evaluate you for diabetic retinopathy. Make sure they're doing stress tests, checking your heart. Make sure they're able to order the nerve conduction test to help identify and isolate which neuropathy you have. Make sure many of these people go back to school and get, you know, a different type of training. But the one, and it's not a conspiracy theory, but the one thing that I really think we should be a little bit more open about is how many people can actually be in the medical field and provide care. I mean, many of you guys have treated yourselves, right, and appropriately. I mean, you diagnose yourself correctly. You come in, you tell me what's wrong with you. I'm like, great, good, here's your medicine. Thank you for making my job easy. See you. All right, but of course, the problem lies in where when you're wrong, okay? Or if somebody that isn't a very experienced, well-trained medical professional doesn't think laterally and just misses something, you know? Like I had a gentleman come in, really, really nice guy, never sick, just something didn't feel right, you know, with the abdomen, thought it might have been heartburn. I decided to get the test, get the scan, and it's a tumor. It's a mass. You know, and from what I understand, it was removed. He's doing well. And, other people can do that, too. I mean, but if we're coming into this sort of healthcare environment where you're not really supposed to be ordering the tests, okay, you know, and the more tests you order, the more you're going to get dinged in your either place of employment or by your reimbursement, you're going to have less people, going towards the, you know what, esoterically, something's not right. I want to check into this. And that's where I get kind of nervous. But that's all I'm going to say on that. I think a lot of us have the power. I think a lot of us in school should be taught medicine. I think first aid, CPR, I mean, the fact that bystanders could perform CPR and save lives is proof that you don't have to be an MD to save a life, okay? I mean, you know, you could save a life no matter who you are, which I mean, look at our cops, look at our firefighters, all right? So I'm actually for giving more and more people training, okay? Because as we go into socialized medicine, and we're going to be socialized people, there's no doubt about it. We can't fight it no matter how much we want to, all right? And as we start to lose access, we're going to have to train ourselves. It's kind of scary stuff. And, yeah, we're going to miss stuff. We're going to miss a lot. But if you're looking at a 4-week wait, you know, I go to mama. I mean, it's because you're not going to be able to go to the ER. The ER is going to be overly slammed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Are there any other medical conspiracies out there? I mean, like the one I know about, that people think the government is purposely trying to hide the fact that we know how to cure cancer. What do you guys really believe? I'm not going to knock it. I want to know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we're on iPhone and your Android, so don't forget to download the iPhone app, the Dr. Dahlia iPhone app, and the Android app. You can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you like. You can also email us at drdahlia.com. I love getting your emails. I think I am now 100% caught up. I finished all the rest of my emails, and I've only gotten like a couple in over the last few days, so I think I'm 100% caught up with my emails. Yeehaw! By the way, if you are emailing me, I would love, in addition to your medical questions and your thoughts and your comments, I would love to get you guys to email who we can talk to about raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society within your organization or your office setting or company, etc. We are raising money for kids and adults to fight blood cancer. Not only does this money go to research for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, but it also helps us with financial assistance and helps these people pay some of their medical costs. It is a huge charity, and I've taken on a huge challenge. I want to raise $50,000, $75,000, $100,000. I want to raise as much money as we can for these kids and these adults, and I am like so excited. I'm excited. I just don't know where to find the money, and I don't know which companies to go to, which is why I need you guys to help me out. So don't forget to go to my website at drdahlia.com. Who do I talk to at your company? And if I can name drop, thank you, and I will call the company, and I can see what we can do to get their involvement, their help, because this is a phenomenal charity. DrDahlia.com. We were talking about medical conspiracies and why people believe in medical conspiracies and what else is out there. Pascal writes, here's another theory. Pharmaceutical companies are behind superbugs. Demand prompts more demand and need for supply. All right, so he goes into pharmaceutical companies and the superbugs. I guess what he believes is if the pharmaceutical company doesn't make an antibiotic that handles the bacteria to begin with, then there's the superbug, and then you got to go back to the pharmaceutical company to make a medicine to fight the superbug. That's clever. That's clever. I don't believe in that theory, but that's definitely a clever one. You know, these conspiracy theories that are out there, like I said, the big one that you hear, is cancer. The government knows how to cure cancer. That's probably the most common one I hear. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't trust the government any more than I think the average person. I don't trust them. But, you know, after watching 24 and Jack Bauer. Oh, by the way, there's supposed to be, right? Is there supposed to be like another 20? Is there supposed to be a movie or just another episode? I'm not sure, but there's supposed to be something coming out. The Incredibles, by the way. The Incredibles is supposed to have a sequel. I'm pretty excited about that. The Incredibles. I think Michael Fassbender's coming up in some sort of movie. I'm excited about that. Oh, and then the Star Wars. I think they're already starting to film Star Wars Episode 7. Yeah, they're starting to film Star Wars Episode 7, and some of the old characters are going to be in the show, in the movie. Yeah, it's supposed to take place 3 decades from Episode 6. Yeah, so my guess is Han Solo is going to be old. Yeah, not old. I mean, Harrison Ford's still sexy. So that's coming up. But anyway, going back to conspiracy theories, not sure why I, you know, thought about that. Harrison Ford is sexy. Where was I? Michael Fassbender. Yeah, he's sexy too. I know. Okay, this is what I think. I think the government, we're talking about 24. Okay, I think the government, I don't think they're keeping cures from us. I don't want to say that. What I do believe is I think the government knows about pathogens and crazy, nasty biochemical warfare and bioterrorism, and I think they have all that knowledge. Okay, I think they are working round the clock. I don't know who's funding it. Okay, I doubt it's Obamacare because that's a big cluster. But I believe that they know that there's certain pathogens that could wipe us out. And I think they do know which medicines out there work, which common medicines, but that's being kept quiet because they don't want people to hoard. The one thing I really, really believe, especially after watching Bruce Willis and Armageddon, is the government does not want people to go crazy, so they're not going to tell anybody. So my guess is the Z-Pak, right, or the Anusol suppository is probably going to be the cure of the future. And here we are just peeing it away, using it on other things, and then when we really need it, it's not going to be available for us. So that's my guess. Like, remember the avian flu? Remember we were all freaking out about the avian flu? And then we found out that our Tamiflu that we have works? So then once we found out that our Tamiflu works, all of a sudden, this was what, back in 2008, 2009, around the swine flu time, everybody sucked up the Tamiflu and you couldn't get Tamiflu anywhere. And the government said, yeah, they have stockpiles of it, which, by the way, don't be surprised if the expiration date then changes. You know how things usually expire after a year? My guess is the government will just keep reissuing the new expiration date because I, you know. But, so I believe they know that. Do I think we know the cure for cancer and we collectively are trying to keep that quiet? No. No. I mean, we have been curing cancer as we go. We've been cutting it out. We've been using tamoxifen for breast cancer. We've been, I mean, so when somebody says the government is keeping the cure for cancer away from us, many of you have been cured of your melanoma, of your breast cancer, of your prostate cancer already. So, no, I don't think anybody's keeping the cure from us. If your cancer can be cured, your doctor's already on top of it. Okay, so now, do we have the ultimate cure for all cancers? Well, no, we don't. Okay, do we know how? I think we have some ideas, but, you know, if you don't have enough money going into it, you don't have enough studies, you don't have enough people wanting to take the chance that aren't going to turn around and sue, then no. So, that's definitely a theory I have. Do we have governments that will infect populations? Like the theory that a U.S. Spy agency infected a bunch of African-American men with HIV. No, I don't believe that to be true. Do I believe that in the past we did infect people for studies? Right? When we were doing eugenic studies and things like that. Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think in the past, we talked about that case years ago back in the 40s with the syphilis study, you know. So there I do believe the government has maybe in the past, not this day and age, secretly done studies on groups of people. I don't think in this day and age they do. I don't. I think that nobody would get away with it, especially now with how media is, so involved and how, you just can't do anything secretly. I mean, why do you think this NSA is the biggest cluster? Okay, governments have been spying on their constituents in other countries ever since they knew how to spell spy. And now all of a sudden everybody's ticked off because they found out it's happening. So the government is able to do less and less and less. That, you know. Now, here's the thing. We're going to be coming up on the end. So I want to switch subjects and I want to talk about what we're going to talk about. They say Alzheimer's now is starting to be more common in women over 60 than breast cancer itself. And with breast cancer affecting 1 in 8 women, now we're seeing Alzheimer's affect 1 in 6. Also, I don't know if any of you guys knew this, but March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. I know, we could be celebrating the rectum this whole time. I didn't dress up. So, again, we got to talk about colonoscopies, how they're done, why they're done, and how they are saving lives. If you haven't had a colonoscopy, you need to get one. Then apparently there was a man, I guess at Taco Bell, who was assaulted because he belched and did not say, excuse me. All right, we'll talk about that story. The White House pastry chef, I guess, is quitting because Michelle Obama supposedly put so many restrictions on him now that she's trying to eat healthy. Yeah. Then we have a mother who became pregnant and is suing the doctor for wrongful pregnancy because her surgery, sterilization surgery, didn't work. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? by having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.